It's time for a special episode of the Cultural Hall, and I almost want to call it a breaking news sort of episode. I just was looking online and saw your, that is Treston Meekham, who we're about to talk with, article on ABC4 here in Salt Lake, and then a couple of panelists here at the Cultural Hall, Rob and our guy who does our Twitter, said, you got to interview this guy. So that's how you came to be in here with us, Treston. You're in Richfield, Utah, is that right?
Yes.
And this whole thing that you're on ABC4, this was aired last night, is that right?
Yes.
All right, tell people what's going on.
Okay. As many of your listeners will know, Utah federal judge Shelby recently overturned the ban on gay marriage in Utah, the Amendment 3 of the state constitution. And the way that he did it, in the illegal way, forced me. I thought about it for a day. I asked my family about it, and I decided that I would begin a fast / hunger strike. It's not the kind of fast that you would do at church where, you know, you do it secretive. It's more of a political thing to push it, to get a message across, much like Gandhi would have done.
Mm-hmm. And just because you're in such opposition to the idea of same-sex marriage, or because of how it came down from Judge Shelby?
I am in opposition to same-sex marriage, but the thing that really made me feel like I had to do something was how it came down from Judge Shelby. He should not have even heard the case. It should have been thrown out. It is not a matter for the federal government to be involved in marriage. In doing so, he exercised a power that is not in the enumerated powers of the Constitution, violated the Supremacy Clause, and the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, and throughout the whole voice of the people in Utah.
So let's talk about you. Where do you come from? A law background?
I do not have a law background. I was a candidate for Utah State Senator. I ran as a Constitution Party candidate in 2012. I'm former military.
Okay. Which branch?
I was in the Navy. I served in Korea and Africa.
Okay. Is this the first time you've been pretty passionate about something like this, or is this something that people that know Treston go, oh, Treston's doing this again?
No, my life is one full of crazy things, but I've never done anything quite like this. I've talked about the dangers of state-enforced same-sex marriage and the dangers it would create to the First Amendment and religious freedom. We've seen it with cake makers in Oregon. And I fear what's going to happen to the churches in a few years when they still refuse to perform same-sex marriages.
So you're of a mind that if this continues, that the same-sex marriage in the state of Utah continues, that at some point the government's going to say, all right, now Mormon church, you have to have same-sex marriages in the church or even the temple?
Absolutely. If you look at the writings of Antonio Gramsci, you look at the Frankfurt School and a lot of the founders of the homosexual movement, the extreme homosexual movement. I want to make clear, I don't hate homosexual people. I have homosexual friends and relatives, and I treat them with the same dignity and respect as I would anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm opposed to this radical homosexual movement. One of the purposes of it, they've stated very clearly, it's a cultural Marxist phenomenon, is to destroy religion.
Let me play, for lack of a better word in this whole thing, devil's advocate on this.
Sure.
When you talk to your gay relatives or your gay friends, and this topic of same-sex marriage comes up, what's the discussion like?
Some of them I haven't really even discussed it with. I've had some interesting back and forth disagreements. It's a civil conversation. You know, we don't break down into name calling or anything.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we just have to agree to disagree.
Are you yourself married?
I am not. I am engaged, but I am not married.
Oh, congratulations. When are you getting married?
I will be getting married at the end of the next year. It kind of depends on the U.S. government and immigration. She's actually in another country right now.
Oh, cool. How did you meet her?
I actually met her online. So.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So So here is where kind of the issue of the other side is. Let's talk about a couple issues. One thing that I think that people would say is how does it affect you, or how, you know, you're not married yet, but how does it affect you in particular?
Well, I think an attack on freedom and an attack on the Constitution affects everybody.
Okay.
If a federal judge can throw out the Constitution and the will of the people, then we're really little better off than a Soviet satellite nation. Our freedom means nothing. They can do anything if they can do this.
Do you think that you would be as fired up if it weren't a federal court ruling about homosexual marriage?
No, I wouldn't be.
So the homosexual marriage has something to do with why you're so fired up, not necessarily just the freedom.
I am morally opposed to homosexual marriage, but, you know, there's legal ways to do things. There's legal ways not to. And I realize that I don't always get my way. Don't always get their way. We live in a society, but we have to do things legally.
So what about in the states where, I mean, Utah, obviously, I was as surprised as you were, Tristan, to find out that Utah would be the 18th state to allow gay marriage. But there are states that have voted for gay marriage to be in existence, and it's not something that had to come down from a federal court judge and overthrowing that. So what about in those cases?
In those cases, I might not agree with state marriage, but constitutionally, they have the constitutional right to do that.
But, so it's a couple years in existence in some of those states, and there's no sort of threat to, you know, very close to our hearts is that idea of a temple marriage. I mean, there's not any sort of threat to that. And to kind of go, I guess, a little further that, I know that a lot of people who are homosexual don't have the desire to be married in the temple because the church isn't really behind gay marriage. You know what I'm saying? So they wouldn't seek the endorsement of the church because the church doesn't endorse it.
That's true, but there are some that will. There are some activists that are trying to change church policy and are trying to get everything that they possibly can because they have this grand vision of equality that's actually not really about equality. But as far as the states and things haven't been, it's a progress, you know. 20 years ago, they would have never tried this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're progressing to it. It's called the Long March Strategy. Look up the Frankfurt School and how they planned about doing this. And in years to come, they will go after the churches.
So your thought is kind of like the, you know, of course, if we throw a frog in a hot boiling water, he'd jump right out. But if we put the frog in water and then turn the heat up slowly, slowly, soon that frog will be dead. That kind of thing?
That's exactly what is happening.
Let me ask you, so you're fasting. You're going without food.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing this for?
This is day 13.
You know that eventually you're going to die, right?
You'd be surprised how long a human being can go. There's been people that have lasted 124 days without food. My point is not to throw a temper tantrum. Mm-hmm. My point is to get on the state legislature to exercise their right of nullification. They can simply nullify this because the judge has violated the Constitution. They have this right.
So how would they go about nullifying it? What does that mean?
Nullification goes back to Thomas Jefferson, clear back to 1798, and it's been used several times since. Basically, Thomas Jefferson argued that the courts were not the supreme arbiters of what is and what is not constitutional. The states also have a say in it. And if the federal government does something that's unconstitutional, the states can nullify. They can just say, we will not abide by that. We will not do this. And it's happened several times. It's happening right now in several states on several issues, from Obamacare to legalizing marijuana to EPA regulations. It's not a crazy crackpot idea. It's happening right now all over the place.
And so you're just asking for that to happen here in Utah in the idea of same-sex marriage?
Yes.
How hungry are you?
You know, the physical hunger isn't really as bad as people would think. Your body adjusts, and you get used to it. you don't have the energy, of course you would if you were eating food all the time, but you adjust.
Your family in support of this, or is your family like, oh my gosh, Tristan, seriously, let's have a hamburger?
It's a mixed reaction. My close family is supportive of this. I have some distant relatives and stuff that have expressed concern, of course, and I would expect that. That's not a totally unheard of reaction to such a situation.
So let me ask you, at what point are you going to eat? I mean, as far as I know it's going to go before Sotomayor today. It could go as soon as today that something could change. But if it
changes today, I'll stop. But it can change today or tomorrow. All the state has to do is nullify it. They don't even have to go through the courts, which we all know what the courts are going to do. They're packed full of activist judges that don't listen to the Constitution, that just make up law on the fly to fit their agenda. And it's completely pointless to go through them, just like the 1798 Sedition Act, which made it illegal to speak ill against the president. Jefferson, it was passed by a Congress that was full of Federalists. The judges were full of Federalists. So Jefferson went to the state and said, we're going to nullify this. We're not going to do this. That's what the state of Utah needs to do. Instead of wasting taxpayer dollars through appeals and time, they can just get rid of it now.
So, but if Sotomayor says, hey, you know what, we're keeping it up and the state decides not to nullify it, what's the end on this for you?
I'll keep going. I'm going to make them as uncomfortable as I possibly can. They need to do their duty.
But is there an out, or are you committed to death on this thing?
I'm committed.
Let me ask you this from a perspective of the gospel wherein we're taught to adhere to the laws of the land. What's your feeling on that?
Well, Joseph Smith was pretty clear on this when he said that we should not follow any law that violates the Constitution. You often hear people quote the 14 Articles of Faith, but Joseph Smith also made clear that if a law violates the Constitution, that the saints should not follow it.
But, there are all sorts of laws that I suppose, break the... Well, okay. So that's where your adherence goes with is... Do you know where, in fact, Joseph Smith said that?
You can find it in the history of the church.
Okay.
I don't know the section. I have to look it up right now, but...
So have people brought that up to you already then, brought that point to you?
Of course, and that's one that I thought of course, and I did some research into it.
But committed to the point of death in the name of nullification of same-sex marriage.
Yes. What we have at stake here is the very freedom of this nation. This decision, if it is allowed to stay, makes the Constitution null and void. It is literally hanging by a thread at this moment. And if we don't step up and do something about this, our freedoms will completely vanish. When I was in the military, I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I'm keeping that oath, even if it means laying down my life.
All right. I'm going to check back in with you after we hear the announcement from Sotomayor and see how you're feeling, and we'll continue to follow this with you. And let me ask you this, though. Say it became nullified today. What would you go eat? What would be the first thing you would eat?
My system's got to adjust to food again, so I'd probably eat some fruits and vegetables and start small and work my way up.
Okay, so let's say you're all worked up now and you're fine now. You can eat whatever you want. What's your thing? What's the meal of choice?
A big heaping portion of some good sit-down Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Tristan Meekum out of Richfield, Utah, fasting for the nullification of the Same-Sex Marriage Act here in the state of Utah. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Cultural Hall before, have you?
I had not until now. I'm looking at your website, and I'm liking a lot of the things I'm seeing. So.
Yeah, we like to represent all sides and get different people's point of views. You can find us online, like you mentioned, theculturalhall.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @theculturalhall, You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theculturalhall. And just to let you know, Tristan, we do a couple episodes every week. We do one that's kind of an interview like what we've just done. And then once a week on Mondays, we publish what we call Articles of News, which is a collection of stories of Mormon note. Maybe it's Mormon in the culture, or a new Mormon movie came out, or something about Mitt Romney, or, you know, something Mormon-centric. So we do that once a week. All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thanks, Tristan.
Thank you.
You bet.